Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. Today on Piano Jazz, my guest is Eliane Elias, a wonderful pianist and singer who hails from Brazil. But she's been on the jazz scene here long enough to have established herself as one of the most original pianists in the world. Hello, honey.
Hello, Marian. How are you? I'm so happy to be here.
That's great to have you here.
Oh, great pleasure. Thank you.
I hear you made a wonderful new record of Bill Evans tunes.
I did, and it's a very special tribute to Bill. I'll tell you a little bit about it, you know, in a moment, but some very interesting songs that were written by Bill, some songs that were part of his repertoire, and two original songs that were never recorded before that came to my knowledge just last year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Maybe I'll play one by Bill.
I'd love to.
And we can make it a sort of a homage to Bill.
That would be beautiful.
Well, what's the first one that you're going to play?
I like to play a composition by Bill called For Nanette.
Oh, that's a lovely tune.
It's a beautiful tune. It's a tune from a CD that he had called New Conversations, and where he had two, three piano overdubs. And it's a very pretty tune.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's such a beautiful tune.
Isn't it beautiful?
And you play it with a lot of tender feeling.
Oh, thank you.
It must be before you came to America that you heard Bill Evans.
You know, it's very interesting because Bill was one of my early influences. When I was about 11 years old, I fell in love with his playing. And I used to transcribe Everything, you know, all the songs, and I had the facility to write things, and
that's
I used
amazing.
To play along with the records, and he was, I was so in love with his harmonies and his melodic concept and his way of delivering his solos, and he was really a great influence.
Me too, the same thing.
Same thing, right?
But I wasn't that good at transcribing things. I just had to go with what I heard and hope it was the right thing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, in a way, for me it was interesting because as a child, I learned the subdivisions of time, you know, into sixteenths, because Brazilian music has all the 16th notes. And then I could hear the music and see almost as a chart. So I would put the record player for a few bars and write it down. And then put a record player a few bars and write it down, then play along.
Well, when did you start to play? You must have been pretty young.
I was 7. And I come from a very musical family. My mother played classical piano. And I grew up listening to jazz because she loved jazz and had a great collection of jazz records. And at that age, 10, 11, I was completely gone. I mean, I was, sometimes they would walk in the room and I had my little record player. I would be like in tears with some wheel swinging, something happening. And it was quite different for a child. I was really taken by the music.
But you got such good technique. You must have taken some kind of lessons or...
Oh, I studied classical, you know, I was classically trained. And for many years, and not with the intention of becoming a classical recording or performing artist, but just to develop sound and technique.
And did you think you were going to be in the business, in the jazz business?
You know, I actually did, because my I was just talking to someone a couple of days ago about one of my first TV interviews as a child prodigy. I went to TV and I played something. And they asked me, what is it that you're going to do? What do you like to do? And I said, at that age, I said, well, when I grow up, I'm going to move to New York and be a jazz pianist. At age 11.
Lo and behold, here you are.
Isn't it something?
Have you been here how many years now?
I moved to New York in 1981.
And you didn't really know much English? You were pretty brave.
I was brave, Marion. You know, I did not know. I didn't speak English. And I didn't want to move to New York until I felt completely ready. I was working with some great musicians in Brazil. For years, I worked with Jobim, with Vinicius de Moraes, some of the great bossa nova composers, but I also had my trio, and I got myself very ready. And when I moved, I came into this city, and somehow, I can't explain how, I didn't feel intimidated.
Well, you'd met Eddie Gomez.
Yes. I met Eddie in Paris. I took a trip to Paris before, and I met Eddie Gomez, who was one of my idols, because he also played with Bill Evans, and I showed, you know, I played with him, and he gave me his phone number. And that was like the last little drop in the glass, and I moved to New York, and I called him, but I never found him, because he was always on the road.
Yeah, I know. I had him for about 3 years, and all he ever wanted when he was with me was to go with Bill Evans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's all he ever wanted, and finally did. And I remember I called up Bill the night that Eddie opened with him, and I said, all right, you've got him.
Really? Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, please play something. I'm dying to hear more.
Okay. Let me tell you something about this next tune that I'm going to play. The recording made by Bill, the song is called I Love My Wife.
Oh, yes, I remember that one.
I remember that. And on Bill's recording, it's also from a CD called New Conversations. And it's he has piano dialogue and trialogue. So he has several overdubs and ends up having six hands, you know, performing this beautiful piece. So I did something. I adapted into one piano. And the tune is really pretty. And I actually started very much the way Bill started on his recording. And then I'll take over.
Dying to hear it.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was such a beautiful tune, and the way you played it. Of course, you've got great chops with all those very smooth runs.
Thank you.
I'm very envious of that.
Well, you are such a beautiful player yourself, and such an inspiration. But I take that as an honor, you know, great compliment coming from you.
Well, I can feel my face getting red. You better be careful with those compliments.
Aww.
And there's more to come with Eliane Elias. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
Something I wanted to ask you. You did a recording with Bill, right? Didn't you? You did a piano jazz recording with Bill Evans as a duet. And I recall, you know, some of the tunes you played. Tell me a little about that. Do you remember
that? Well, I was kind of, you know, we knew one another and we were friends and everything like that. But when it came to doing the show, I was a little bit nervous. In fact, I remember the day he came to do the show, the producer had asked me to write a theme for the show. And I'm trying to think of something to play, and all of a sudden I see Bill Evans sitting there, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, I'll never get anything written. But I did.
What did you play? What did
you've probably heard it, the theme, but here's what I played. That's the main
The theme for the program.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then at the time we had a bass player, but I hadn't thought of that until this minute, so I had to do it with Bill there. But it was a nerve-wracking experience. But things got much better after that.
Yes, right.
Yeah, everything just went beautifully. We really played well together. I think he was sort of surprised that I could keep up with him. I think I did keep up with him.
I'm sure you did. I haven't heard the actual program, but I have heard about it.
I'd love you to have it.
Oh, I really would like to.
I was really struck by how wonderfully he played on this thing.
Yes,
it just knocked me out.
He was a beautiful player.
So... well, what are we going to do? A duet?
Why don't we do Autumn Leaves?
Well, we can do Autumn Leaves. It's a great tune.
It's a great tune. Also, it's a tune that was part of Bill's repertoire. You know, I heard him play Autumn Leaves live, the only time I heard him live, in Brazil, back in 1975, with Eddie Gomez and Marty Morrell, and they played Autumn Leaves.
Now it's our turn.
Yes.
You know what I'd love to do? The verse, and then you... go into tempo with the tune.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know when I've had such a good time playing that particular tune.
Wow, it was really fun. This was a real special. A little thing happened here.
Little thing happening.
Yeah.
You know, you sound better than I ever heard you.
Thank
all
you,
the
Mary.
Times we've played together.
Well, thank you so much.
But you evidently are working so much and doing so many different things.
Yes.
And to come up with this idea for a Bill Evans tribute was so masterful, to have something like that with a new tune. And how did you get the tune in the first place?
Yeah, this was, you know, something so special, Marion, because I was in transition. I was going back to Blue Note Records, and it was around Christmas time, and Mark Johnson brought to my attention. Mark Johnson was the last bassist that worked in the Bill Evans Trio. And we've been playing together for 20 years now. And he was going through some cassettes and things, and he found a cassette that Bill Evans gave to him about 1 week prior to Bill's passing away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And this cassette had the new music Bill was working on. But he didn't have a chance. You know, he said, well, you know, we'll work on this, but he didn't work on it. And Mark put that away. I think it was something he didn't want to touch for a long time. You know, it was really hard for him to go there. And it happened that he came across that and said, here's the cassette, you know, that I always told you about Bill. And I put that on. And I cannot tell you the emotion that I felt. I even telling you here, I get goosebumps, you know, because he was working such beautiful music on new tunes. And when I heard one of the tunes, I said, you know, Mark, this is what I want to do next. I want to transcribe this. You know, as I used to transcribe Bill when I was a little girl, it came to my hands the very last thing that he was writing. You know, when I transcribed that,
it was something. This was the last piece.
The very last. So it's something so touching, and I transcribed it. And with a feeling that I never thought I would have again, because when I was a kid, I used to transcribe and get so emotional and excited about that work. And I thought that was something that belonged to the young, you know, that when they're discovering something. And I found myself relieving that and feeling that emotion again on every note that I was taking from that. And I prepared an arrangement for the tune. The tune had no title. And it was ready. I had an arrangement that I was going to play Bill's transcription and then go into trio. And that was ready, and I continued doing other arrangements. And one day, I was in the kitchen, and somehow that melody came, and I started going, here's something for you, where or when it finds you. And those words start coming to me, which I just ran to the piano and start writing this lyric for the tune, which was not planned, but it was really a lyric from my heart, something that I always felt about Bill's music. And it was, again, emotional. It was clear that that's the way the tune was going to go. So I recorded the lyrics. I finished the song. And at the very end of the CD, for the people that loved Bill's music the same way I do, I included the excerpt from the cassette so that they can hear Bill playing and where I transcribed it from, which is you know, something interesting.
And the lyrics that you wrote are beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
It just makes the song. Well, I can't wait to hear you do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do that. Here's something for you. Here's something for you, where or when it finds you. Here's my heart, hunted foolish, let me find you. Find the one who brought me this love, find the one who taught me wrong.
the sunrise, brought the moonlight. Touch of those hands, they led me to this way of living. Hear the sunrise, singing songs now, telling stories, which is yours now. On her life reflected, time remembered. When the autumn leaves may fall, here's a sound that we recall from the pages of my. Something for you, where or when it finds you,
well, that was something special. Talk about Here Is Something For You. That was something for us.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
But you seem to be a natural lyric writer. How long did it take?
You know, this particular lyric happened, it was such a moment of inspiration that I really wrote it within as long as it takes to almost... maybe half an hour or so.
I mean, really?
Because it started with, here is something for you, where or when it finds you. And I realized, where or when is the title of a song. Here is my heart. Oh, foolish heart. Hunted, foolish, let me find you. And then the play of words, you know, expressing my own feelings about his music and the people that love his music, but also with some of the titles of songs that were so known by him, like When the Autumn Leaves May Fall, Here Are the Sounds That We Recall. And it just came naturally. It was really a moment of inspiration.
Well, I congratulate you on your singing and the lyric, and I'm thrilled to hear it.
Thank you so much, Marion.
Really.
Thank you.
Reminded me of Bill. I know that was your title, Here Is Something For You.
Mm-hmm.
That's your title, but I could sort of imagine him saying that.
You could, yes.
Yeah, like, here's something for you. I was reminded of a time I was playing in London and he was playing there, and I wanted him to write out that tune, 12-tone tune.
Oh, yes.
And we had made a date for do an interview. And needless to say, he didn't show up. And to my surprise, under my door, he had made a lead sheet of 12-tone tune.
Really?
And said, I apologize for not making the date. Wasn't that sweet?
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, he. What I know of him is that he had such a sweet soul. And you can hear that.
He did
his
have
playing. I mean, really. you know, that, you know, comes out.
And a great sense of humor.
Yes.
I remember him telling me about at the Vanguard, where I would dash down there every night from the Hickory House. And he told me that one time he was sitting at the piano between tunes, and he said a waiter with a tray went right between him and the piano.
Oh, oh my God.
Can you imagine it?
My God.
But those are the kind of things he would say to me. He was a very funny guy.
Really,
actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I'm having a wonderful time with my guest, Eliane Elias. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Why don't we have a go at a duet?
Yeah, that'll be great.
One tune I heard Bill Evans play, Alone Together.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Is that a good tune for us to play?
Sure. I'd like to try that.
Could I do a little bit of it, like ad lib?
Love to hear it, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun. It's a great tune.
Great tune, and we got into some colors, and it's nice. I never actually played the tune on that tempo.
Well,
I used to play a lot brighter tempo, so this is so nice to play like that.
It's funny. I sometimes totally change the tempo of something that is a ballad, and you make it an up tune, or it's an up tune, and you make it into a ballad.
And it changes so much the way you bring the colors to it, right?
I heard Andre Previn do a tune once, and it went like this. That's a pretty tune, and it really is.
right.
I never really heard it.
Change. You know something? Some of the Brazilian music, sometimes if you hear a samba song and it's, you know, upbeat and, you know, you can dance to it, you slow that down and can be so nostalgic and be so, so touching, you know, to hear those melodies when they come in slower. So it's nice to do that.
Well, it's sort of funny, but it works.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, there's more music in a minute with Eliane Elias. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz, and it's a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Eliane, would you do me a favor and play another solo?
Sure.
How about My Foolish Heart?
That's a beautiful tune.
I know. After Bill died, I couldn't play that thing for about 6 months.
Yeah, I can understand. He left such a mark on this tune.
I know
and
he did.
His interpretation was so beautiful, and it's hard for anyone to touch it, actually.
It's
after
true.
After him, you know.
And I couldn't.
Yeah, I can relate. I understand. And
but you can.
Well, I'll play for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
That tune always does things to me, remembering things about him.
I have actually never played it as a solo. You know, I always played it as a trio.
Really?
Yes.
You can do it more because you did it so delicately and gently.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we could sit here and play Bill Evans tunes. And I just thought of one. I don't know if you do it. B minor waltz.
Oh, I don't play that tune. I'd love to hear you play that.
All right.
Marion, you played that so beautifully. You know, it's a gorgeous tune, and you have this beautiful touch and the way you move the harmony and moments I could close my eyes and really feel Bill's spirit in your interpretation.
Well,
very
thank
beautiful.
You.
Very beautiful.
You know, I've had a wonderful time with you today. I hope you've enjoyed it.
I have.
Half
I really
as much
have.
As I have.
Me too. I enjoyed it so much.
And It's a shame we only have one more tune to do.
I know. So,
well, what do you think would be a good tune to end on?
You know, there's a tune that I always wanted to play as a duet.
Yeah.
It's a tune that I first heard Art Tatum play, and he was playing almost like a duet already. And then I heard a version of Herbie Hancock with Chick Corea playing.
Goodness, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, it's Liza. It's a fun tune. Do you think we could do that?
Why not? If Herbie and Chick Corea can do it, we can do it.
That's right.
Okay. That's what I like, a slow tune.
Yes, right.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marianne McPartland and her guest, Eliane Elias. Join us each week at this time as we bring you other outstanding jazz artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman. I'm mastering engineer David Mitchell. The production coordinator is David Lyon, and the executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Clavier House New York at clavierhouse.com for providing pianos heard on today's program. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is ETV Radio, 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, SC 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Friends of Piano Jazz. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.